This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The budget session of Parliament began today. On the first day of the session, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the Economic Survey 2023-24 in the Lok Sabha. The Economic Survey has projected a real gross domestic product GDP growth of 6.5-7% in financial year 2024-25. According to the survey, domestic growth drivers have supported economic growth in financial year 2023-24 despite uncertain global economic performance. Addressing a press conference, Chief Economic Advisor to the Government of India, Dr. V. Anant Nageswaran, said there is a momentum of growth in the economy. He said the agriculture sector has registered an average annual growth rate of 4.18% over the last 5 years. The Chief Economic Advisor, Dr. Nageswaran, said Indian economy needs to generate nearly 78.5 lakh jobs annually in the non-farm sector until 2030 to cater to the rising workforce. On the inflation front, the Reserve Bank of India expects headline inflation to be 4.5% in financial year 2025 and 4.1% in 2026. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 tomorrow. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget to be presented tomorrow will set the direction for the journey of the next 5 years and lay the foundation for fulfilling the dream of Viksit Bharat in 2047. Addressing the media outside Parliament today, Mr. Modi said that people have given their verdict in the recent Lok Sabha polls and now all political parties must come together for the country for the next 5 years. The government today said that the unemployment rate in the country has been showing a declining trend over the recent years. In a written reply in Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karandilaje, said that as per the latest available annual periodic labour force survey reports, the estimated unemployment rate for persons of age 15 years and above was 4.2% in 2020-21, 4.1% in 2021-22, and 3.2% during 2022-23. More than 2 crore 28 lakh artisans have been enrolled under PM Vishwakarma scheme so far. Of this, over 13 lakh 94,000 beneficiaries have been successfully registered, with 5 lakh 42,222 women. Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Jayant Chaudhary, stated this in a written reply in the Lok Sabha today. The government has said there is no proposal under consideration for restoration of the old pension scheme in respect of central government employees. In response to a question asked by Congress MP Praniti Sushil Kumar Shinde in Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said the Pradhan Mantri Shram Yogi Manthan pension scheme was launched in 2019 to provide old age security with a monthly pension of 3,000 rupees after attaining the age of 60 years. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on India's preparedness for the upcoming Olympic Games. Initiating the discussion in the House, Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal of BJP said that Narendra Modi government has taken several steps for the promotion of sports in the country. He said under the NDA government, the budgetary allocation has been increased from 1,219 crore rupees in 2014 to 3,397 crore rupees now. He said the government has spent a total of 470 crore rupees over the athletes in 16 disciplines for upcoming Olympic Games in Paris. The Rajya Sabha has been adjourned for the day. Now the House will assemble tomorrow, 1 hour after the conclusion of the presentation of the general budget in the Lok Sabha. Earlier, the Upper House took up special mentions where several members raised the issues related to public importance. In Asia Cup Women's T20 cricket, host Sri Lanka defeated Malaysia by 144 runs in a Group B match in Dambulla. Opting to bat after winning the toss, Sri Lanka posted 184 runs for the loss of 4 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.